At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, Amador County Public Health reports 13 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,764. The new cases include 4 children under the age of 18, 6 people aged 18 to 49, 1 aged 50 to 64, and 2 adults over 65 years of age. Now today, Amador County moves to the less restrictive orange or moderate risk tier within the California Blueprint for a Safer Economy. This move allows for more outdoor gatherings, plus additional retail, places of worship, theater, restaurant, and fitness center capacity. Amador County Public Health is now using California's MyTurn platform for COVID-19 vaccination clinic registration. Go to myturn.ca.gov. A vaccination clinic scheduled for this Thursday, the 29th, will use the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. And this Friday, Public Health will offer a walk-in Moderna clinic. Now, both of these clinics will be held at the Health and Human Services Building on Conductor Boulevard off of Lower Ridge Road.
Well, on Tuesday, U.S. health officials announced those fully vaccinated do not need to wear masks outdoors unless in a big crowd of strangers. Now, previously, they did advise that people should wear masks outdoors if within 6 feet of each other. Well, Governor Newsom said that, quote, after reviewing the Center for Disease Control and Prevention's masking recommendations and with science and data as our guide, we're moving to align California's guidance with these common sense updates. Now, the CDC switch comes as more than half of U.S. adults have received at least one dose of coronavirus vaccine. More than a third have been fully vaccinated. The changes advise that, fully vaccinated or not, people do not have to wear masks outdoors when walking, biking, or running alone or with members of their household. They also can go maskless in small outdoor gatherings with fully vaccinated people. Now, the CDC does continue to recommend that unvaccinated people wear masks at outdoor gatherings that include other unvaccinated people.
Well, the Amador Board of Supervisors received good news about Amador County's status in the statewide COVID-19 restriction system, but delayed a decision on whether to reopen county buildings. County Health Officer Dr. Rita Kerr addressed the board and reported that Amador will be moving down from the red tier to the orange tier in the statewide COVID-19 system. Declining in the number of cases means that there will be less restrictions on activities such as indoor dining, gyms, and personal care facilities. COVID-19 vaccines are now available for everyone over the age of 16 in Amador County. And again, those vaccination clinics are continuing to be scheduled. Those who are 18 years of age and younger need the Pfizer vaccine, So only sign up for clinics where they state it will be the Pfizer vaccine. Also at Tuesday's meeting, the board considered reopening county buildings. Since the pandemic started, access to facilities such as the county administration building have been restricted, and other buildings such as the library has been closed to the public. Different supervisors had different levels of support for opening up, but following debate, the board directed that the decision be brought back to the board in 2 weeks to make sure that Amador County will remain in the orange tier, and so that county staff could detail plans for social distancing once buildings were open to the public. The board also reviewed the budget request for the upcoming 2021-2022 fiscal year from the Sheriff's Department and the County Public Works Department.
Well, the City of Jackson resuming Main Street parking enforcement following a decision from the City Council at Monday night's meeting. Parking enforcement in the Central Business District has generally not been carried out since Jackson removed all its coin-fed parking meters back in 2015. There has been a 3-hour parking limit on parking on Main, but no enforcement for the city for those who exceed that time. Now, responding to complaints from downtown merchants who believe parking violations are hampering business as COVID-19 restrictions are beginning to ease, the council voted unanimously to direct the police department to resume parking enforcement. The department will use reserve officers to carry out the enforcement and issue citations, and is expected to resume in mid-May.
And Calaveras Consolidated Firefighters and CAL FIRE responded to an escaped debris burn on the top of Crestview Drive in Valley Springs Tuesday afternoon. Forward progress was stopped and the fire was contained to an acre and a half. Crews remained on scene for a few hours conducting mop-up operations. The landowner was not cited but was instructed in the proper techniques of debris pile burning.
And as expected, the Calaveras Board of Supervisors hired a new public health officer, Dr. Renee Ramirez, and new Health and Human Service Director, Corey Allen, yesterday. Now, both were approved unanimously at Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. Allen, a deputy director of the Tuolumne Department of Social Services. She replaces Kristen Stranger, who accepted a position in Los Angeles. Now, Samuel Leach had been serving as interim Human Service Director. He'll now return to his previous role, Chief Probation Officer. Ramirez, based in Fresno County, and will replace Dr. Dean Caleta. Dr. Paul Beatty had been the interim public health officer.
And the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors has scheduled an evening public workshop to receive input from AWA customers and stakeholders in advance of anticipated adjustments to the water and wastewater rates later this year. Now, Agency General Manager Larry McKinney will provide an overview of the recently completed master plan study of the water system's needs, the concepts used to design multi-year financial plans for water and wastewater service, and the agency's five-year financial vision. The public will then have an opportunity to ask questions and comment on the rate study process and master plan study findings. Rate studies are conducted according to industry standards to ensure that a utility's financial health is maintained, that the agency is setting a course towards meeting future financial obligations, and is in compliance with state law. The industry standard is to perform comprehensive rate studies every 3 to 5 years. AWA's last study was in 2017. The hybrid meeting will be held Thursday, May 6th, 6:30. In the Amador County Board of Supervisors chambers, where the public may attend in person, space permitting, of course, or by video conference on Zoom. The meeting address and link are available at amadorwater.org. And that, my friends, a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.